This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now, we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew.
Try this
beef stew.
Try this
beef stew.
Yes, 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 yes. What the deal? What the deal? What the deal? Y'all are listening to Drinks on Russ, and I'm y'all host, Russ. Y'all listening to Drinks on Russ, and I'm
your host, Russ.
And I'm with my DJ, my man, DJ Big Stu. What the deal, DJ Big Stu? How you
What's
doing,
What's good,
man?
Russ? How you feel, man? What's popping, man?
I'm okay. I'm okay. I feel fantastic. I want to do a nice show today.
Right.
And this, we're going to play the hottest music. We got reality TV top 10 bad girls of reality TV. What's your favorite bad girl on reality TV? It could be from Bad Girls Club. You understand what I'm saying? It could be from Housewives. It could be from Housewives Atlanta. It could be from Housewives New York, OC. Whatever it is, whatever bad girl it is.
What about, I like Snooki.
You like Snooki? Snooki's a bad girl.
She's a bad girl.
Jersey Shore. That's
a bad
girl.
Girl.
That's
a
bad girl because, you know, Snooki took a couple of punches in the face, B.
Words. They be bugging out and they get drunk all the time. So she's a bad
drunk
girl.
Drunk all the time. Drunk all the time. You know, Snooki got punched in the face several times. Mm-hmm. And she just get drunk. Now she's supposed to be pregnant. She can't be drinking and smoking and everything. But who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows? She might be doing all of that. You understand what I'm saying? She might be doing all of that.
And
but
more.
We got Love of Hip Hop, Yanzi.
Who's number 10? Like, who? Let's start.
Come on. Let's warm them up for it first. Warm them up for it. You understand what I'm saying? Let's warm them up for it. You never know. Yanzi might be people's top one. You understand what I'm saying? She might be your top 10, Stu. Mm-hmm. Who? Do you watch some of these reality shows?
I watch most of them.
You watch most of them?
Yeah.
Do you watch Mob Wives?
Yeah, I watch Mob Wives.
Well, it's one on there. You know, Renee.
Renee.
Rita's on there.
Rita.
Renee is on there. You know, Renee Favre on tomorrow's episode or something like that.
Goes to jail.
Renee Favre's about to go to jail. You understand what I'm saying? I know you done read about it in the newspaper. He about to do 6 or 7 years.
No doubt.
And they were saying, like, once a criminal is always a criminal. You know, he got mob ties and everything like that. We don't want to get too deep into that. You know, they might come looking for us, dude. You know what I mean? they might come looking for us. But you see her, to me, she's like a whiner on the show.
I like a whiner.
To me,
she like a whiner.
Every time she get into beef, you know, she always called Junior.
Junior,
you don't know if she's
you
don't know if she gonna call Junior the son.
Yeah.
Junior her husband, her ex husband.
Junior be tired. The son be tired of moms, man. Junior the husband be tired, you know, but I'm gonna tell you, man, Junior the husband got her whooped. He got her whooped. He ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, you're right about that. And then there's also Karen. You know, Karen is on that show, too. You know, she got straight up. Her father done turned in enough people. Mm-hmm. Her father, you know, her father was Sammy the Bull. He done turned in enough people.
Exactly.
Then on another hand, you got, like, NeNe Links. And those girls are from... You can't stand NeNe. You understand what I'm saying? NeNe's like a diva, but we're getting to that. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're definitely getting to that. You understand what I'm saying? Then you got the Braxtons. You got the Braxton sisters.
I think that's
all of them.
Which one of them is there? Is a bad girl?
It's enough of them, Stu. Do you watch that show?
Yeah, I watched that show with the spoiled little brat sister.
Yeah, you do. Okay, cool. Then you got some music. I know you got, like, the hottest music for a brother.
I got a lot of hot tracks, man.
And that's all you keep is nothing but hot tracks, right or wrong.
Exactly, man. I got 14 of some of the hottest tracks produced in 2011-2012.
Oh, you do? Okay, cool. I like that. I like that very much, and you do. And you do. You got some of the hottest tracks for producers, and we're just going to leave it like that. So what I would like to do, I'm going to let you go into a song, and then when we come back, we're going to come back to top 10 bad girls of reality TV, and I'm going to start off with number one. But I'm going to let my man Stu go into his music and everything. I want y'all to know y'all listening to Drinks on Russ. Feel free to call in. The number is 1914-338-1685. Let me repeat that. The number is 1914-338-1685. Also got a toll-free number, 1-877-288-6883. Then I got my three drinks, Stu.
Yeah,
I also got three drinks. You understand what I'm saying? Because, you know, being that some of these people like to do the Ciroc thing, I got drinks for Ciroc. You understand what I'm saying? Because Ciroc is like one of the number one drinks that everybody is drinking. Am I right or wrong, my brother Stu?
No doubt. You're right, bro. You're right.
Because every
Ciroc
time I run into
the drink.
And it is. Like back in the days when Snoop and them was out, wasn't Tangeray?
Tangeray
was it at the time, right or wrong?
That's right, it was.
You understand what I'm saying? So now, Ciroc is the thing, and I'm going to give y'all my three drinks on Ciroc and everything like that. And one of the drinks that I'm going to be giving out tonight is going to be like, it's called the Ciroc Sea Breeze Locale. But if you previously listened to my show, I gave out other recipes of, you know, a low-cal drink and everything like that. I'm going to tell you how much fat is in this drink and different other stuff, protein and calories and everything like that. And then I'm going to hit y'all with a little Ciroc Encore. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to hit you with a little Ciroc Encore. Then the drink that me and my man Stu, because you know Stu, every night that I come here.
You bring
every
liquor.
Every night that I come
whether
here.
Whether it's Sunday night or not, you bring liquor.
You know it. You understand what I'm saying? And then me and my boy Stu, we're going to get up in here and we're going to sip. Me and you, we're going to sip a Ciroc Daddy.
Ciroc Daddy?
You understand what I'm saying? Daddy, Diddy, Diddy, Daddy.
That's Puffy drink?
That's the name of the drink. Say what?
It's named after Puffy or just Daddy, just period?
Hey. Who's promoting that Ciroc? Every time you look at our commercial, who's promoting that Ciroc?
That's his drink, Ciroc.
Okay, then. So you know who it's made after, right?
All right.
Who it's made after, right? And then you know, I wanna go into a little bit of music. So, yo, my man DJ Big Stu, hit them off. And then when you come back, I'm going
to
come back
you
with number
go into?
One. What I want to go into? You got Mary J. Blige featuring Drake over there?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Wrong?
Back.
Hey, Jim. Don't it seem like I'm always there when it matters, but missing most of the other time, a terrible pattern. The rewards I see from working have made me an addict. There's way more people that want it than people that have it. I don't get it, I would hate to think I tricked them. They fall victim to my system, guess I sure know how to pick them. And I'm always a regret, yeah, I'm always a regret. And I always make it harder on whoever's coming next. It goes up and down, it's just up and down. She's crying now, but she'll laugh again, cause we on the rise and she here with us. And expensive shit just keeps happening and she loves it. And she stares at me like, who does this? And we hold hands while I pray that she's not the type to hold grudges. I'm wrong.
Bad boys ain't no good. Right one. Don't get along so good.
listening to Drinks on Russ. I'm your host, Russ, and I'm here with my DJ Big Stu. We about to get into the top 10 bad girls of reality TV. You understand what I'm saying, Stu? I'm going to just kick it off like this. They're the ladies we hate to love and love to hate. Yet, we still tune in each week. Who's your favorite? Juicy, rank the top 10 naughty girls on reality TV. You understand what I'm saying, Brother Stu? I don't understand why these people keep on just calling me like that. I'm throwing out, cut it off and throw it on the phone. But number one, because I'm going to take this from number one to number 10. You understand what I'm saying, Brother Stu? Number one, Evelyn from Basketball Wives. You understand what I'm saying?
Ocho Cinco girl.
That's right. And they call her the mean girl. You understand what I'm saying?
Trouble. She's kind of like a down low troublemaker. Like, you know, at one point in time, you know, she was like kind of cool. Like, she just seemed like the type that just talk her mess, but she seems like she's like a troublemaker. She do got a little troublemaker in her, though. I can say
She do have troublemaker in her. You understand what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. Right now, she's going in hard on Jen. Calling Jen all types of bitches. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Tammy, last season, she went in on Tammy. And one thing about her, Evelyn, when Evelyn goes in on you, Evelyn makes a shirt about it.
Yeah, she made a shirt about Jen,
Evelyn,
too.
Yo, dog.
She made a shirt about Jen.
Let's take it back. Let's take it back last season when Evelyn went in on Tammy.
Yeah,
Evelyn went
but she didn't really want to fight Tammy, but she wanted. She got mad at Tammy, but Tammy kind of scared her to respecting her. I think.
You're right. But then when she went in on Tammy, she had came out with a shirt.
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying? And the shirt is you are a non-motherfucking factor.
Yeah, non-motherfucking factor.
Use a non-motherfucking factor. That's a t-shirt she came out with. Remember, she blew Tammy up so motherfucking bad. Tammy said, yo, how many of those shirts you made? She said, oh, I made up just 700 of them. She said, well, after you finish the 700, can you please stop making them? She said, yeah, but I'll let you know because I opened up a boutique with that name.
Well, you know
you
what?
You understand what I'm saying?
The thing about it is I think they partners with that thing now, them two. For some reason or how, some way they worked it out. Trust me, they worked it out.
Yeah, they worked it out. Evelyn got up off that motherfucking ass. That's how they worked it out.
That money, yeah. Because I heard the shirt is selling.
Is they? She got her own website and everything. Then she going in this season on Jen.
Yeah,
she
but
going
you know
in
what?
On Jen. She got a new shirt, Stay in Your Lane, boo-boo.
But you know what? The thing I want to know is why they don't beat the other girl up. I forget her name.
Who?
The one that be telling everybody business. She go over here and tell everybody. The one who talks so much. I forget her name.
So you throwing me off when you
she's
say
on
name,
that same cause... show. Because she's the one with the black hair. I forget her name. She don't want to fight nobody, but she always tell everybody business.
Is she talking about the one that stabbed her husband in the leg from Chicago, Charlie? See, I don't really know, but let me get back to what I was saying.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And remember this season, she went in on Jen.
Yeah.
She went in on Jen.
She actually
crazy.
Jen this season, I heard.
That's right. She went in on Jen so hard. It was crazy. And she came out with a shirt. Yo, stay in your lane, boo-boo. Stay in your lane. You understand what I'm saying? She got T-shirts.
Well, Jen's kind of fake. You think Jen is fake?
Yeah.
Because her and Jen was pals.
Hey. But Jen also got her own lip gloss and her own makeup line and everything like that.
Yo, they all got their own something. I'm going to tell you that right now.
That's right. They all got their own something. And you understand what I'm saying? You know Evelyn is 32 years old. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? And guess what? That's another thing. Do you know that Evelyn is from the Bronx Castle Hill Project?
Yeah, Castle Hill Project, yes.
She's from Castle Hill Project. Got a pretty daughter.
She got the same mentality as Jennifer Lopez.
But got a
that's
pretty
that boogie
daughter.
Down Bronx girl thing.
You understand what I'm saying?
That's
she got her own. She got a
mommy thing.
That's right. She got her own shoe game. She got her own shirts. I just not told you about her own shirts. You understand what I'm saying? She got her own shoes, some upscale shoes that she got.
Brother,
called Dorche.
Yo, we
called
should make the show, Russ.
What?
Go speak to the husband of the girls of the WNBA and have basketball husbands.
Hey, if you can find us an agent that's willing to put the time and effort in doing that, you understand what I'm saying?
We'll find the ones that got it. I'm sorry. I'll tell you later.
Yeah. You say it right fast because I'm just going to hurry up with this, dog. Time is money. Let's go.
I was going to say we go find the ones that got husbands that don't do nothing that's living off of them, and we get them on the show.
Okay, cool. But like I was saying, you know, she's 32 years old. You understand what I'm saying? She's from here, from the Bronx, from Castle Hill and everything. Then she turned around and signed a book deal with Cash Money Click.
With Cash Money Click, are putting out books now?
That's right. Yo, let me tell you something. For all y'all that don't know, you know Cash Money Click been putting out books. They got like two or three of the top-selling books up there, like on the top 10.
Yeah.
Whoever, I don't know who wrote them, I don't have it in front of me right now, and I have the research about it, but whoever wrote them, Cash Money Click got it, and they got like the top 3/4 bestsellers right now.
That's what's up.
And that's what's up, and she signed it up. Then, to top it off, here we go, Scoop. You know, she's about to get married to your boy Ocho Cinco.
Ocho Cinco.
And then they having their own spinoff show.
Yeah.
For 8 episodes. They having their own spinoff show.
It's only going to be interesting if Ocho is cheating.
Hey.
And she's beating up the girls, every girl he cheats on her with.
Okay, cool. No problem. I have no problem with that. But like I said, yo, that's my Drinks on Russ, hosted by Russ. That's number one. Evelyn from Basketball Wives. You understand what I'm saying? My top 10 bad girls of reality TV. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all listening to Drinks on Russ on Beef Stew Radio. And, and I got a poll. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You can go and to beastewradio.com and take my little poll on who is the baddest girl of reality TV. Thank you very much, DJ Big Stu, because I know you got my back.
All the time.
And that's my number one. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to this music, and when we come back, I'm going to hit y'all with number two.
Where you want to go? It's your day.
Where I want to go, man. It's my day, man. All right, well, hit me off with some Drake. You understand what I'm saying? And that's my man. Who that produced by, yo? That kid T. Mill?
T. Mill, which one of Drake you want, man?
Drake, the memo.
The motto?
Hit me off with it.
All right.
I'm a fucking man, y'all don't get it, do you? Type of money, everybody acting like they knew ya. Go uptown, New York City, bitch. Some Spanish girls love me like a mama daughter. Tell Uncle Luke I'm out in Miami too. Clubbing hard, fucking women, they ain't much to do. Wrist playing, got a condo up on Biscayne. Still getting brain from a thing, ain't shit changed. How you feel? 25 sitting on 25 mil, I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. Rest in peace, Mac Dre. I'ma do it for the Bay, okay? Getting paid, we'll holler whenever that stop. My team good, we don't really need a mascot. Tell Tune Light One, pass it like a relay. YMCMB, you niggas more YMCA. Me, Franny, and Molly Mall at the Cribbo. Shot goes out to Nico, Jay, and Chubb, shot to Gibbo. We got Santa Margarita by the leader. She know even if I'm fucking with her, I don't really need her. Oh, that's how you feel, man, it's really how you feel. Cause the pimpin' nice cold, all these bitches wanna chill. I mean, maybe she won't, and again, maybe she will. I can almost guarantee she know the deal. Real nigga, what's up? Now she want a photo. You already know though, you only live once, that's a motto, nigga, YOLO, and we bout it every day, like we sitting on the bench, nigga, we don't really play, every day, fuck what anybody say, can't see him cause the money in the way, real nigga, what's up? One time, fuck one time, I'm calling niggas out like the umpire, 7 grams in the blunt, almost drowned in the pussy, so I swam to her butt, it's east side, we in this bitch, wish a nigga would, like a tree in this bitch, and if a leaf fall, put some weed in that bitch, that's my M.O. at a beat of that shit. I'm fucked up, tore down, I'm twisted, doorknob, talk stupid, off with your head, nigga money talks, and Mr. Egg, yeah, I'm
sell young money. Got a drum on the gun, energize a bunny. Funny how honey ain't sweet like sugar, ain't shit sweet. Niggas on the street like hookers, I tongue kiss her other tongue. Ski, 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 water gun. Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt.
Don't she?
Now she want a photo, you already know though.
Yeah.
You only live once, that's a motto, nigga, YOLO. And we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, nigga, we don't really play. Every day, every day, fuck what anybody say. Can't see him cause the money in the way. Real nigga, what's up, what's up, what's up? Real nigga, what's up?
What's up? What's up?
Now she want a photo, you already know though. You only live once, that's a motto, nigga, YOLO. And we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, nigga, we don't really play. Every day, every day, fuck what anybody say. Can't see him cause the money in the way. Real nigga, what's up?
Yeah, that's the model.
Yes, 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 yes.
All right,
y'all listening to Drinks on Russ, feel free to call in 914-338-1685. I also got a toll-free number, 1-877-288-6883. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all listening to Drinks on Russ on B-Stu Radio. That was my DJ right there. DJ Big Stu, say what's up, Big Stu.
What's up, Big? What's up, y'all?
Okay, cool. Now, y'all listening to me, I'm going over the top 10 bad girls of reality TV. You understand what I'm saying? I just now finished with number one with Evelyn from Basketball Wives. They call her the mean girl. Heggle, number two. Number two, you ready? Is NeNe Lynx.
NeNe
Lynx is number two. The diva.
She's not.
The diva. That's right. Number two is NeNe Lynx.
7 foot tall.
The girl that was going to beat that ass. She was going to beat Star Jones' ass on motherfucking Celebrity Apprentice. Don't front.
Okay.
Don't front.
Calm down.
NeNe Lynx is a housewife from Atlanta.
All right. Also,
Buster Stoop has another thing that I found out about them. I don't have her age, but being that I didn't have her age, I found out this. You know she's from Queens?
Was she a stripper from Queens?
Tell it because you're here to help me. You understand what I'm saying? She was a stripper and what else?
And
come on,
my
brother.
She lived in Queens.
That's right. She lived in Queens. You understand what I'm saying? She definitely lived in Queens. She got two kids. She's been in
Atlanta.
A relationship with a boy, Greg, out in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? She's one of them Georgia Peach. Oh, my God. Sweet, sweet, sweet. Sweet. And, you know, NeNe Lynx also, not only was she on season 4 of The Celebrity Apprentice, she was on Glee.
She was on Glee.
She was in The Game.
Yeah, she was in The Game.
The Game. Now, come on, BET, she was on that. You understand what I'm saying? And that's number two. I really ain't want to get into too much about NeNe Lynx because I know everybody know about NeNe Lynx. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you don't know, you just type it up on your phone, NeNe Lynx, and you come through with it. You understand me? And all of this, I got a poll. You know what I'm saying, Yo, Stu? We have a poll.
Yep,
we want to know who is your favorite top 10 bad girls of reality TV. And where can they find that at, my brother Stu?
They can find it in a few places. They can find it at www.beefstewradio.com. They can click onto the link that's on Beef Stew Radio on Facebook. Matter of fact, when you go there, make sure you like it. And you can also click on the link and vote and put who's your favorite chick in reality TV. And they can go on Drinks on Russ page. They can go on Russ Haywood page, his page. The link is there. And, you know, you can go on the Kev Stu page. That's DJ Big Stu name. You can also go on that page, and the link is there.
Okay.
The link is a few places.
That's right. That's number two. Number one was Evelyn. Number two is NeNe Lynx. Heggle, number three.
Yes, sir.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm going to give you a hint. They call her the Gangsta Boo, and she's from Harlem. Stand up.
There's a few from Harlem.
Chrissy!
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. That would be official.
Chrissy's number three. And Chrissy just would because be she's from Harlem, I'm
yeah,
not even going to talk about Chrissy because this weight right here will come back on me, and I'm not even going to front.
When you
Chrissy
said gangster, I didn't know who you was talking about, but it's official. She is the gangster one TBR.
That's right. I personally know Chrissy. You understand what I'm saying?
I know.
From Harlem. I'm from Harlem, and I told y'all I represent Stinking Lincoln all day, every day. You understand what I'm saying? Chrissy from right there from the Terrace.
Wow.
She know my girl in the whole nine. But one thing that I find kind of crazy up here that I do want to comment about, they say Chrissy 45. I don't remember Chrissy to be 45.
I don't remember that.
I remember being a little bit younger than that, but I might be wrong. But they got Chrissy as number three. I got to let Chrissy slide.
They got her as 45?
Down. Yeah, they got up there as 45. You understand what I'm saying? But yeah. Like I said, they got Chrissy up here as number three. She's the gangster boo. Y'all know she fucked with Jim Jones. I got to let this one slide because I'm from Harlem. She's not too far from where I am, and I don't want to get punched in my face by Chrissy. Let's keep it 100. Keep it 100. Okay, number four. You understand what I'm saying? Here we go for number four. The top 10 bad girls of reality TV. Do you hear me, my brother Stu?
I hear you, Russ.
You can laugh all you want to, but you know we got to let that one go, dog. I could have said enough things. I mean, enough things because anybody that knows me from Lincoln, y'all know my man Max B is from Lincoln. So I just got to drop that, and there it is. But number four, ready? Thank you. I got my own bell. What is that? Anyway, number four, Tammy Roman, the finisher. This right. Yo, let's keep it 100, dog.
They should call her the Jap, because she will Jap you.
Tammy is known for slapping a bitch.
Yo, let me tell you, if her and Chrissy be in the same party and they rolling together, I would feel sorry for some girl out there, man. If a girl got into some brawl with both of them, you might as well say it's on.
Tammy is the one, like, you know, like on every show, everybody like that person. On Love & Hip Hop, I love Chrissy. You understand what I'm saying? Then come Yanzi. You understand what I'm saying? Because
you Harlem. That's it is.
That's right. They from Harlem because I show nothing but love for Harlem. But Tammy is straight up and down, yo, sweetheart. Tammy, one of them girls, yo, if you get out of hand, Tammy going to slap the shit out of you.
Ain't she from the Bronx or something? Brooklyn, Bronx or something like that?
Dog, let me just get into a little bit about Tammy, B. Tammy is known for slapping a bitch or two. You know
and
what
whipping
saying?
Kenny Anderson ass now.
He's right. And let me tell you something. Tammy got an attitude because let me tell you, when Tammy was married to Kenny Anderson, did you know that she had a prenup? And he had just now signed like a $60 million contract with Portland. It was after he got traded from Jersey. When he got traded from Jersey, who he got traded to? Because he had just like a $60 million contract. And then that they had enough. You know, she walked away with nothing.
Wow.
Drive a bitch crazy up the wall. That's why Tammy will slap the shit out of you. Tammy ain't taking no bullshit, and Tammy will slap the shit out of you.
You okay, bro?
Yeah, I'm okay. I just feel good. You understand what I'm saying? I already bust open my drink back in the green room.
I see.
You understand what I'm saying?
He's running around the studio like.
But getting back to Tammy, you understand what I'm saying? You know Tammy, back in 1993, Tammy was on MTV Real World. Tammy was on like 4 or 5 programs with MTV back in like 93.
For real? Real World?
Yes, Tammy was all on Real World. She was all on anything dealing with that MTV mess, Real World. She hosts. Yo, Tammy do numerous things. I mean, Tammy
she's doing
got
hosting
like,
now. I see that they got her hosting now. They actually got her hosting the reunions of the other, you know, the other basketball wives and stuff like that. Yeah. I've seen her do that.
When Tammy right now is 42 years old. But when Tammy was 22 years old, she had booked a role on MTV. You understand what I'm saying? And she was on that Real World, Los Angeles. She was on like four or five different programs. You understand what I'm saying? Tammy been on Oprah. Tammy been on
What was she doing on Oprah?
She was on Oprah talking. She was on Oprah
about smacking
talking.
Smacking people? Like smacking people in the real world? She was smacking people in the real world too?
See, listen. Tammy has her own businesses.
Yeah, yeah. I know she's a
businesses.
Manager.
Businesses. That's right. And Tammy is from White Plains, New York. Born and raised in White Plains, New York. And y'all see Tammy taking up anger management classes right now because she's 100. Word. She walked away with nothing when she got her divorce. Mm. She also say that it's been real hard for her. You understand what I'm saying? Because she's been voicing her opinion and everything like that, even though your boy Kenny Anderson, he's backed up on child support and everything like that.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? But But this is her quote right here. But I feel like it makes me trustworthy to others out there because it makes her real strong and everything to her and her daughter. You understand what I'm saying? And did you know that Tammy's real name is Tammy Akbar?
So she's Muslim.
That's right. Tammy was first Muslim, B. Tammy was first Muslim, B. Word. And her birthday is coming up next month, January 17th. Tammy is 42 years old. She was born 1970. Tammy just now went into Partners with her own stuff, Citrix. Yes, Citrix by Roman is the name. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Tammy got movie roles, book deals, and Tammy is just doing it up. She started out like on season 2, but she was well known way before that.
She's getting money.
Before that,
she's
Tammy.
Money.
That's right. Tammy was well known.
She's getting money.
Tammy also have 2 kids by Kendi Anderson. She really say that she have 3 kids because her boyfriend may have a kid, a girl, and she take care of that, which is the term. Because she did say that she have 3 kids, but I also did my research and found out that she have 2 by Kenny, and another one she takes care of because she's getting money like that. You understand what I'm saying? And that's number 4, Tammy Roman, the finisher. You understand what I'm saying? The finisher. Now, I'm gonna let you. My man DJ Big Stu, y'all listening to Drinks on Russ, hosted by your boy Russ. Feel free to call in and let me know. Or either y'all can go to our poll. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Repeat what you were saying.
Our phone number is 1-914-338-1685. I also got a toll-free number, 1-877-288-6883. And check the poll. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm up to number 4 of the top 10 bad girls of reality TV. And my man Big Stu, you want to hit me up with some Rock City Chick, Rock City Chick.
That's what you want to do? All right.
Ask for a second. Try to imagine the most darkest, murderous, corrupt place on the planet. Times that by 100, and you got where I'm from. It's hard making a living in this town, and even harder to stay alive. I managed to do both for 22 years. I got my crew backing me up, but with Mr. Rose, you never know what's gonna happen.
Rack City bitch. 10, 10, 10, 20s on your titties, bitch. 100D, VIP, no guest list. TT Raw, you don't know who you fucking with. Got my other bitch, fucking with my other bitch. Fucking all night, nigga, we ain't sell a bitch. Nigga, say I'm too dope, I ain't selling it. Bar fresher than a motherfucking Kevin Man. Go let him in, last king killing shit. Young money, yeah, we getting rich. Grandma on my dick. girl, you know what it is. Rack City, bitch, rack City, bitch. Rack City, bitch, rack City, bitch. Rack City, bitch, rack City, bitch. 10, 20s, and the 50s, bitch. Rack City, bitch, rack City, bitch. Rack City, bitch, rack City, bitch. Rack City, bitch, rack City, bitch. 10, 20s, and the 50s, bitch. I'm a motherfucking star. Look at the paint on the car. Too much rim, make the ride too hard. Tell that bitch, hop out, walk the boulevard. I need my money pronto. Get it in the morning like Alonzo. Rondo. Green got cheese like a nacho. If you ain't got no ass, bitch, wear a poncho. Head honcho, got my seat back. Niggas staring at me, don't get bapped. Got my shirt off, the club too packed. It's two turn going up like gas. God damn, pull out my rag. Mike Jackson, nigga, yeah, I'm bad. Rat-tat-tat-tat it up in my bag. All the hoes love me, you know what it is. Rack City, bitch, rack City, bitch. Rack City, bitch, rack City, bitch. Rack City, bitch, rack City, bitch. 10, 20s, and the 50s, bitch. Rack City, bitch, rack City, bitch. Rack City, bitch, rack City, bitch. Rack City, bitch, rack City, bitch. 10, 20s, and the 50s, bitch.
Don't hunt it, hunt it. Hunt it.
Rack City, bitch, rack City, bitch.
Don't hunt it. Hunt it. Don't hunt it.
Rack City, bitch, rack City, bitch.
Don't hunt it. Hunt it. Don't hunt it.
Rack City, bitch, rack City, bitch.
Hunt it.
Yes. Y'all listening to Drinks on Russ, and I'm y'all host, Russ, and I'm on Beast Stew Radio. Y'all can call me in. The number is 1-877-288-6883. And I'm doing my little top 10 of bad girls of reality TV. And y'all heard me just now go through 1 through 4. Number 1 was Evelyn. Number 2 was Nene Leakes. Number 3 was Chrissy. Number 4 was Tammy. And my man, DJ Big Stew, do I have some callers?
Yeah. You know, we got the almighty Clippers on the line.
Okay, what's up, Clippers? How you doing, brother Clippers?
No, man, I'm chilling, laying it back, you know, just relaxing, you know what I mean?
That's good.
You know, I'm on a smooth Sunday, so you know how that go with me. I'm always on the lay back on a Sunday.
Are you sipping on something?
No, man, I got my yellow tail, you know what I'm saying? I always got my yellow tail next to me on the Merlot tip right now. So I'm always sipping on the yellow tail. That's my main thing right there. You know, having me a little taste of relaxation.
Okay, I just hope you switched the flavor up from last week. But like I was saying, my brother Vic, I'm doing a top 10 bad girls of reality TV. And out of the ones that I said, do you watch reality TV?
I watch it every now and then. I ain't a big fan of it, but you know, I like to see when I happen to turn to it, and these chicks are getting in the midst of things, I'll sit there and watch it, you know, see what they're getting into. You know, I do watch it every now and then, though. You know, I do catch up on, you know, sometimes, you know, you know how wifey and the kids, I'll be checking it out, so, you know, they be getting me stuck on it sometimes.
Okay, so who do you got?
I'm representing anybody from home, you know what I mean? If I know home, I'm home just going to keep it real, you know what I'm saying? If you from, I know it's one or two of them from Harlem, you know, Brooklyn. I know they gonna keep it real. You know, like you said, homegirl, she definitely get a snack on. So, you know, you can't even front on a Harlem girl at all. You know, you try to play that role if you want to, you will get the smack down.
Okay, I feel it. I guess you're going for Chrissy then. Okay,
yeah,
we know who you're going for.
Gotta keep it
you're
going
for Chrissy. Like that. Okay, cool. No problem, man. Well, yo, man, I just want to say thanks for calling, showing the brother love all day. I came through not Friday to get my hair cut. I came through there Thursday, right?
Yeah, that was Thursday. You know, I had to hook my man up with a fresh mohawk, you know, made me eat nice. You know what I'm saying? So all those that's out there and see my man Russ with it, you know, just represent, knowing that Clippers is on his job. You know what I mean? Clippers stay on the job. Especially, you know, even
okay.
Stu. Big Stu, you see Big Stu out there with the freshie.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
I'm on my job. You know what I'm
yes,
saying?
Sir.
I'm Harlem, deep Harlem, Spanish Harlem, Spanish. You know what I'm saying?
Know.
I'm all five furrows. I'm going
all
over.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I mean, part of the world you don't know.
Okay, yo, Stu, hold on a minute, brother Clippers. Stu, do I have any more callers? Because I'm ready to go into number five.
Ready to go to number five because you don't have no more callers,
right? Okay, yeah, just hold on, all right? Just put him on hold, okay, Stu?
Yeah, he's there.
All right, cool. Just put him on hold, all right?
Yes, sir.
Number five, I'm doing the top 10 bad girls of reality TV. You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Number five, brother Stu, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Because this lady right here, I'm going to give you a little hint. She's coming out with a condom line. That's one hint.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, this lady came out with shirts and misspelled the shirts.
Misspelled it?
Misspelled the shirts. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Lady that I want to come home to for a Sunday dinner. Where she could cook me, you know, like some neck bones and collard greens with some regular white rice. Mama Jones. Mama Jones. Jim Jones' mom. Let me tell you something. When you watch Love of Hip Hop, B, you can't do nothing but love this lady. You understand what I'm saying? But then,
no doubt.
She was your mother, but if she was your mother, like how she's Jim Jones' mom. Sometimes you can just put your hand over your face and just say, God damn my fucking mother. Can somebody please tell her to chill the fuck out, please? But then on the other hand, yo, you got to love her, B. And you just
no
got
doubt.
To grab her by her little hand and just want to take her out.
It's crazy
how
she got a hit record.
Yo, dog.
Like the record is like, the beat is
the record
hot.
Is like what?
I mean, for older ladies, it's kind of like she probably doing better than a lot of older people that have been out there before with a record. You know what I mean? That's trying to make a comeback. She's just coming out with her debut and probably doing better than some people.
Yo,
you know?
You're right. Let me tell you something about Mama Jones, B. Mama Jones is a pain in the ass to Jim Jones, but you know he loved Mama Jones, so he got to roll with Mama Jones. He got no other choice but to rule. That's
money.
Right.
Right, she made her own opportunity,
and
you know.
That's right. That's
she's
right.
She's a parent that
that's
got
right.
her own money, like made her own situation in the music business. And, you know, she did a show, had the crowd rocking, and a big show, too. It wasn't like it was a little
and,
show.
That's right, big shows. And she's like my mom, I like to go partying out sometimes with my moms and everything like that. So I know that got to be fun for Jim Jones to do that. You understand what I'm saying? But let me tell you about Mama Jones, B. Mama Jones came out first with her own T-shirt line. Remember, it was called Psychotic, and she misspelled the word.
Mm-hmm.
And Chrissy was telling her, you spelled the wrong word.
Mm-hmm.
But that was okay. The T-shirt still sold.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here it is. Mama Jones, once again, is doing it big again. Not only did Mama Jones come out with her own line of T-shirt, Mama Jones is coming out with her own reality TV show. You know, Mama Jones is coming out with her own reality TV show, B. You got to clap to her. You understand what I'm saying? And it's going to be called Mama House Flex Alexander. You know Flex Alexander? Flex.
Yeah.
Flex, the producer of it. You understand what I'm saying? But then I did my research. Jim Jones also is a producer on it too.
I mean,
that would be the smart thing
to do nowadays.
And that's right. Don't let Mama Jones go out there by herself. If she go out there by herself, he going out there with her.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? And that is it. But you know, Mama Jones about to come out with a condom line, Stu.
Not only this though, let me tell you something. Before that, my man R.J. Dapp, you know Roger Dapp. You know, was dealing with her, and she was in the midst of making hand bags, you know, the man bags, you know what I mean? Like, her and Jim was going to make a line of man bags, you know what I'm saying? I know that was, I'm pretty sure that's going to be launching. That was something before all of this jumped off that they was working on, you know what I mean? So I'm pretty sure she's much further into that endeavor now.
Yes. Yes, and she is, and she is. And, you know, Mama Jones will kick some ass, too. Because, you know, she was going to fuck Olivia up. She changed Olivia's whole name to what, Oliver? She changed Olivia's whole name to what, Oliver?
I don't understand Olivia, though. They don't got her on the list?
No, she ain't on the list.
This is boring.
No, she ain't on this list, bitch. But that is true, Stu. It's a lot of people that should have been on this list.
But she's
kind of
boring. I don't think she would be on that list. Not compared to the ones you named, Evelyn and Chrissy. She's not going to be on to their stature. She didn't make as much as noise as them. You know that you got to do a show for Olivia and the other one I'm talking about from Basketball Wild, the one that always just talks. They always do just talks and tells everybody what each other do. You got to make an instigator show for them. You know, the top ten reality show instigators. That probably be your next week.
okay, cool. We can see if it is. We can definitely see what it is. But getting back to Mama Jones coming out with a condom line. You understand what I'm saying? Mama Jones also got a vodka deal.
Vodka deal?
Mama Jones got a vodka deal.
What's it called? Mama Jones vodka?
Liquor. I ain't get the name. They ain't have the name already situated and everything like that. But Mama Jones also is coming out with her own vodka, B. I ain't get Mama Jones age neither, but I love Mama Jones so much. Her, Chrissy, you understand what I'm saying? They the reason why that I watch that show. You understand what I'm saying? Reason why I watched that show. And once again, but one thing I can tell you was on this list, two people from Harlem.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? We got two people up there. We got two people up there from Harlem. And like I said, Mama Jones, stay tuned, y'all, because Mama Jones going to be coming out with her own reality show. It's called Mama House and everything like that. But, you know, before I go into this list, I want to let y'all know y'all listening to Drinks on Russ. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all listen to Drinks on Russ. And I also have my drink recipes.
Okay.
You feel me? You feel me, Brother Stu?
We're going to start drinking now.
Hey. It's 10:49 right now. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm going to go into my first drink. And feel free to call in. Feel free to take our poll. We have a poll on where's that, Brother Stu?
www.beefstewradio.com.
Thank you. And y'all can call in. The number is 1-877-288-6883. Y'all listening to Drinks on Russ. I am doing the top 10 bad girls of reality TV, but y'all got to also remember that, yo, I also do my drinks. You understand what I'm saying? Because that's how we get down, right, Brother Stu? The name of the show is what?
Drinks on
okay.
Russ.
Okay.
We
okay.
Also, they can
cool.
also rise us, follow us on Beef Stew Radio on Twitter, too. So you can probably click onto the link on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, you can click onto the link, too, and vote on the poll, too, the same way.
Okay, cool. No problem. Okay. And, you know, sometimes y'all can have a happy hour at home. You understand what I'm saying? Who said you need a bartender? Happy hour on your own time and after work and make cocktails, and that's what you can do. But for Drinks on Russ, my first drink is a Sea Breeze Local. Yes, it's a Sea Breeze Local. And this drink is a recipe for four people. You understand what I'm saying? Me, myself, I don't drink by myself. So, you know, I make it for me and my man Stu. But first of all, this drink is best served with Ciroc vodka. You know, that's the clear blue bottle, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And let's hit them. First, 6 ounces of Ciroc vodka.
Mm-hmm.
16 ounces of diet cranberry juice. Because remember, it's low-cal. It's low-cal, so you got to go with the diet cranberry juice.
Mm-hmm.
2 ounces of light ruby grapefruit juice. It's a quick drink to make. You understand what I'm saying? And an ice full of shaker. Combine all the ingredients with ice. Shake well. Strain it. Strain it into an ice-filled rock or Collins glass. Those are certain types of glasses. You understand what I'm saying? We don't talk about these glasses and everything like that. You understand what I'm saying? And then garnish it with a slice of lime. You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And this drink right here that I just now gave y'all is for 4 servings. You
don't
got a
splash
or nothing?
No splash.
I'm gonna always give you a splash, but I can't give you a splash right now on the first drink.
Okay.
I can't give you a splash right now on the first drink, but I'm gonna hit you off with it.
Okay.
But this drink right here, after you serve it up to the 4 people, that one serving, the calorie is 107.
Mm-hmm.
Calories, 107. Carbs is 2.7 grams. Protein is 0 grams. Fat, 0 grams. You understand what I'm saying? And this right here is my first drink on Drinks on Russ, which is a Ciroc Sea Breeze Low-Cal.
Woo.
All right? You feel me?
I feel you.
Feel free to call in about all this that me and my DJ Big Stu is getting down. The number is 1-877-288-6883. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm ready to go into some music, but hit me off, DJ Big Stu. I don't know what you got. Y'all listening to Drinks on Russ, Big Stu Radio. Y'all can go off
the phone.
Everybody know I broadcast it on a video. Everywhere I go, they be like, Nick, who that you talking to? Rushing no hard, got me smiling off the things you do. Got me gone, and you told me my summer boo. Got me catching feelings, only knew you by the monitor. No Cinderella story, but you rescued me from anything. Life is pretty hectic, but with you, I get through anything. Home is stress fade, and all I see is me and you. Never think I'm gassing, baby, why would I do that to you? We know it ain't necessary, you know you my number one. Yeah, you got my heart, where you think these feelings coming from? You be on your pretty boy, I be on my fly girl. But let's take a flight then, cruise around in my world. Battle what a sexist, Venus versus Mars. To tell me how it feels to rock with a superstar. Said you could be my
baby, everybody see when we talking about me, my Twitter chat line, baby,
right.
Everybody knows everybody,
give me my Twitter chat line,
baby, everybody see when we talking about me, my Twitter chat line, baby, everybody knows everybody.
So when I fall away, you all I'm thinking of, know how to reach me, cause you my Twitter love. And when you hit me up, yeah, I reply back. You got me open, baby, now RT that. Go ahead and brag about me, even tell your friends about me. Well, I'm your girl, right? Spread it on your page about me. And I won't mind at all, I be loving your status. At the end of the day, it's only you and me that matters. So we be on it, we be chatting at it all day. Broadcasting all I love, no censoring, I'm foul play. And that's exactly how it's supposed to be. Confident in what you got, that's why I keep you close to me. Tell me that I'm special, plus you always acknowledge me. Even when I'm not online, you tell your friends to go and follow me. If we keep this up, we mess around and be a trending topic. I Twitter love, we got everybody tell me about it.
Baby, everybody see what we talking about. Be my Twitter chat line, baby. Everybody, everybody.
You keep me on point and always got my back. Plus you don't get no McLovin, so we can't be cause of that. Never been a type to go hard, but something that you do just caught all of my attention. It was destined to be you, so I wrote it on your arm and said, don't you forget. Hit me twitter.com/your girl Nicolette, and that's
soon as you get home. Make sure you don't forget. Hit me twitter.com. Flashy girl, make a laugh, make a laugh.
Listening to Drinks on Russ, and I'm y'all host, Russ. Feel free to call in. The number is 1-877-288-6883, and y'all listening to Beef Stew Radio on
yes, BeefStewRadio.com
with my DJ,
Big Stew.
What the belly?
What's up, man? You like that?
Yo, I like that, man. I love that. That was my girl, Nicolette, once again, Harlem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Once again, Harlem. She just now was shooting. Well, she wasn't shooting because that video, Twitter Love, that y'all just now, that record, Twitter Love, that y'all just now heard, she was showing that video earlier this week, Friday, from like 2 p.m. to 5, and a bunch of people was out there on 131st Street and Lenox Avenue. Harlem mm-hmm. showed her nothing but mad love.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to all my people that came there. Y'all know who y'all are. You understand mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Because, you know, we're just doing it up every time. And let me go into my top 10 bad girls of reality TV. You understand what I'm saying? Number one was Evelyn. Number two was NeNe Leakes. Number three was Chrissy. Number four was Tammy. Mm-hmm. Number five was Mama Jones. And number six, this chick right here would beat your motherfucking ass. Yo, when she came in, when I first saw this chick, boy, this chick is slim like me.
Mm-hmm.
Slim like me. But she was hitting the bag. She was hitting the bag. And I'm like, yo, she look like she know what she's doing. You know who I'm talking about, B?
Who that?
Drita.
Oh,
Drita from Mob Wife.
Okay.
Drita.
Drita's number six.
Drita's number six.
She got jumped, but she was still lacing them.
Tell me Drita ain't it on Mob Wives.
She got jumped, and she was still, you know, she was lacing them.
Let me tell you something about Drita. Drita last season choked out Ramona. It wasn't Ramona.
Sammy the Bull's daughter.
No, Sammy the Bull's daughter is Karen. It's a girl that's on with tomorrow episode. Her father about to go to jail.
Oh, you talking
her about? About to go to jail.
Oh, you talking
Karen,
about?
Karen. Let's start off with Karen first, and then I remember the name. Let's start off with Karen. First of all, Drita is an Albanian. Mm-hmm. Big up to the Albanians. Big up to my man, Big Man, if you listening out in PA. Big up to his wife, because I do got Albanian friends. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But Drita, she's the Albanian mistress. That's what they call her, too. They call her Albanian mistress.
Wow.
You understand what I'm saying? Drita, straight up and down. What's the one that go with Junior? What's the one that got married to Junior? That got the son Junior. Tell me her name again.
I know we did, but now it's at the tip of my tongue.
Okay, but anyway,
she cried too much.
She's not Karen. She's not Ramona. I can't think of her name right now. We said it earlier. We said it earlier. But her, the one that goes that's married to Junior, in the first episode, she choked her ass out.
Yes, she did.
Choked her ass.
Junior!
There it is. Thank you, Big Stu. Thank you. You understand what I'm saying? Then she had problems with Ramona and Karen. Remember, Karen is Sammy the Bull. Ramona is her cousin. You understand what I'm saying? Put it on both of them. But speaking of Karen, Sammy the Bull's daughter, speaking of Karen, you know her and Karen don't get along because Drita boyfriend
is Karen's ex boyfriend.
Ex husband. He was married to her for like 12 years or something like that, and then he divorced her, and he was started messing with Drita. You understand what I'm saying? That's why they don't get along. But if you see Drita, Drita be putting it on. Mm-hmm. Drita be putting them on. And Drita's 40 years old.
She got
you
new homegirl, Big Angie.
That's right. Let me tell you something else. And we may not have time to play it, but did you know that Drita is on French Montana video, everything, everything ago, everything ago. That's what it says right here with Rick Ross. And
I didn't know.
Everything. Well, Drita is on, is kicking raps and everything with French Montana, Rick Ross. You understand what I'm saying? They doing a little Ciroc thing. They got the Ciroc bottles and all that in there. I ain't know that Drita know how to rap, but Drita is hot. Mm. She's hot. I'm going to get you to pull the track up, but I know you can't pull it up right now. Don't even worry about it. Don't even look for it. But like I was saying, Drita be there boxing and everything. You understand what I'm saying? Drita got her own T-shirt line.
Renee is her name.
Renee, there it is.
Renee.
Choke the shit out of Renee.
Yeah.
Choke the shit out of Renee. That's her name, Renee. Choke her down. You understand what I'm saying? Choke her down. And Drita also is a mother of two. She's 40 years old, and that's number 6, Drita, the Albanian mistress. You understand what I'm saying?
You don't want to mess with me, because I'll break you off or something.
That's right. You don't want to mess with her. You understand what I'm saying? But DJ Big Stu,
yes.
Y'all let the drinks on Russ. Feel free to call in, because I want y'all to tell me, what is y'all top 10 bad girls of reality TV? I want y'all all to tell me. Feel free to call in. The number is 1-877-288-6883. DJ Big Stu, man. You got some Beyonce over there, B? You got some Jay-Z? Young Jeezy?
I got some Beyonce for you.
You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she drippin' swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she drippin' swag goo. Oh,
I may be young, but I'm ready to give you all my love. I told my girl.
3,000 degrees. I ain't worried about them chickens over there, but they worry about me. I got a homeboy named Butter and another homeboy that is named Cheese. Well, with me, baby, I make it milk till it drip down your knees. Spit this for real low. Brain reload, kiddo say he looks up to me, this just makes me feel old. Never thought that we could become someone else's hero. Man, we were just in the food court, eating God's heroes. Yesterday, that's the way, every single morning I try to pray. Grandmama and them, they never forgot, nothing else really mean nothing to me. I ain't studying to be, talking to me, girl, why you fucking with me? Move on, ain't nothing to see. Always from the song, I'm the wrong, off the rip, cause of him, all of them will remember, but the men, nut, they fell in love with rap, black like having your cousin back, blue like when that rent is due, cream like when I'm loving you. The swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, you got the swag sauce, you drip the swag goo. Ooh.
Yes, thank you, DJ Big Stu. Thank you very much, B. I liked that. I really liked it, that, man. Thank you, man.
You're welcome, man. You're welcome.
All right, man. Y'all listening to Drinks on Russ, and I'm your host, Russ. Yeah, man. It's time to start feeling good up in here, man. Word
feeling
up, man.
Good.
Feeling good. But anyway, we doing the top 10 bad girls club, no, bad girls of reality TV. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was one thing. The reason why I said club, because it took me kind of strange that none of them would be in here. None of them twins is in here.
They kind of, none of them. They're not really, I don't think they do good as the other bad girls of the reality TV, you know? Those daytime shows don't be better than the night shows, I think.
Okay, cool. But like I said, I'm doing the top 10 bad girls of reality TV. Number one was Evelyn. Number two was NeNe Lynx. Number three was Chrissy. Number four was Tammy.
Mm-hmm.
Should I say their names and say the meaning? Like, Eva, the mean girl. NeNe Lynx, the diva. Chrissy, the gangster boo.
Uh-huh.
Tammy, the finisher.
Uh-huh.
Mama Jones, Jim Jones' mama.
Uh-huh.
Should I do it like that?
We already said it.
Drita. What is it? Drita? What is it?
Albanian mistress.
That's right. And here he is with number seven, Marlo Hampton, the snob. Like, who is her?
Who
right?
the hell is she?
like, who the hell is she? You understand what I'm saying? But
what show
anyway,
that is?
Here we go. I'm telling you. Marlo Hampton joined season four of Real House of Atlanta.
Marlo.
You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, the one that
Atlanta.
Looked like a man?
Yes.
Marlo,
yes.
The guy?
The
guy that be singing, or the other one that looked like a man, the transvestite. I mean, I said
she joined season four of Real Housewives of Atlanta. So please stop saying it's a man.
No, because you know they got a guy that be with them too that sings.
Please,
I didn't know if his name was Marlo, but the other lady. Listen, I know this one lady. You talking about the one that's. That her husband was messing with NeNe or something?
Well, she was a snob on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
He was a snob now.
And they was calling her Fahedra.
Fahedra, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
She had criminal charges up against her and everything like that on the show. Stealing cars recently. She was recently in the news about stealing cars and forged checks and everything like that. She was on season four. You understand what I'm saying?
How did she get in there?
she was on like a sneak preview of the show, and that's how she got in. But she got, you know, some criminal charges against her and everything like that for fraud. She's been doing her thing. Hey, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
Male name
or
the one female name? Marlo go both
ways. Marlo was a surprise addition to Real Housewives of Atlanta. She is married to an NFL football player from the New Orleans Saints. You understand what I'm saying?
What's his name?
I thought I wrote the guy name down, but evidently I damn sure didn't.
Or did they put his name down?
They had his name. When I wrote it down, I did see his name. You understand what I'm saying? But anyway, I forgot the brother's name, and I apologize about that. But she was married to an NFL player from New Orleans Saints. You understand what I'm saying? Marlo been doing her thing from 1990 to 2003. She been arrested over 7-8 times. Was booked on several charges out in Hillsborough County, Florida, ranging from aggravated assault, aggravated battery, parole violations, forged checks. She's one of the new girls. You know what I'm saying? Stealing cars. She's a bad one. She's 35 years old. You know what I'm saying? And she's one of the bad girls. But she made it on this.
I have a question about her.
Right. Go ahead.
You know, I want to ask you. Now, this is your girl. Now, this guy, you know, her man. This is his girl. First of all, she got a name like a guy named Marlo. She bigger than you. She looks like a man. Her name is Marlo. She got a record like a criminal guy. I mean, that's like... How do you know your wife is a man? You know, that's that question right there. You know, it's like, what else does God need? You know, he got to pick. You know, I'm pretty sure there's some other signs within the household, you know.
You're right.
Can bench press more than you, you know what I'm saying? Move the couch.
You're right. But that's Marlo Hampton, the snob. She was on season 4 of Real Housewives of Atlanta. She's 35. She's a criminal. She'll get down. She the one to hold a gun and everything. It's no problem with her.
Him.
You never know. She might have her own gun, right?
Him.
Yeah, you're right. But, Stu, let me ask you another question, man.
You what, Bella?
I didn't take no pictures or nothing like that, but I did have my hood on.
Well, I had my hood on, too.
Give
a shout out to Mimi last night though. See how she talked about the Trayvon Martin murder. It was a real deep conversation last night on Hot Talk. If you missed it, make sure you tune in. Go to the website, beefstewradio.com. It's up there right now. You can go catch on and listen.
Go ahead.
You go back, catch on and listen to a really great talk. You know, a really great topic that we built on last night.
That's right. And for all y'all that don't know, this kid, Mr. Martin, was killed back in February 26th and everything like that. And they said that he had a hood on. And y'all know a bunch of basketball players got hoods on. Everybody taking things with hoods on. But, Stu, I do want to say one thing about this hood, because it done happened to me several times. Police do jump out on you with these hoods on.
But that don't mean it's right.
It doesn't mean that it's right, but they do, and they've been doing it for years.
Yes.
Word. They've been doing it for years. If you want to say profiling or whatever you want to call it, they've been doing it for years. You
but this guy
saying?
Is not even police.
Yeah, he's not. He's not.
He's a bully.
He's not.
You know, the fact of the matter, this dude just bullied a little black kid, man. That's what he did. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the fact of the matter. This big man, now I seen his neighbor talking about, you know, he's scared. George is scared. He better be scared. You bullied a little kid for nothing, and you killed him.
Yeah. And I see that the new Black Panther Party put out like $1 million contract on his head.
Mm-hmm.
Word, I saw that on the news and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Everybody is responding to it. So I just wanted to get into that a little bit. You understand what I'm saying? So getting back to the show, y'all listening to Drinks on Russ, feel free to call in. Y'all can call in and talk to us about that. Y'all can call in and talk to us about the top 10 bad girls of reality TV. The number is 1-914-338-1685. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm going to go into a little bit of music, DJ Big Stu. You feel me on that, man? You know what we should do, man? Man, just go into whatever it is, man, and just do something, man. Because you the DJ, man. I run this mic thing over here, man. You run that booth over there, man.
All right,
drinks on Ruff. Big Stu Radio.
Cold world. Southside. Can't get enough. Can't get enough. Eastside. Westside. Worldwide. Ride out.
Nah, I ain't got no kids yet, but this right here's for practice. I hate to get the seats in the bins wet, but that's how good your ass is. Make an old man get his glasses. Make Wesley pay his taxes. Then follow your moves all week on Twitter. Probably make a gay nigga reconsider. You're now rocking with the best, man. Dress game down to the sex game. Won't brag, but the boy been blessed, man. Let you play with a sick old vet's cane. She calling, she texting, she's falling. But let me explain. Gotta tell your old boyfriend, skate girl. Cause a nigga don't play them X games. Nope. Straight sexing, no handcuff or arresting. And I ain't coming off on my last name, cause I really can't take no stressing. About where I done been, who I done hit. Your homegirl saying he a bad boy, but I'm signed to the rock, no time for the gossip. Bitch, put down them tabloids.
She said, I heard you got a main chick, I'm insisting some hoes. You be up to no good and everybody knows. My homegirls tried to warn me, they tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said, I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I need that.
I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I
can't get enough of what you got. Good God, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need hate. Glow, try to cold, hide it. Even way out in London town. Hoes holler cause they love my sound. And I got love for the underground. Quali, Pimp C, H-Town will bung you down. Met a bad bitch that'll cut all night, that'll suck all night. You just cut off light. Almost missed my flight, trying to get my last little nut, alright. She be down for whatever, whenever I wanna get up in the gut, alright. Never fuss a fight, on the ground trying to find this headache. I love it when you give me head, I hate it when you give me headache.
She said, I heard you got a main chick, I'm insisting some hoes. You be up to no good and everybody knows. My own girls tried to warn me, they tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said, I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I need that.
I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I
can't get enough of what you got. Good God, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need hate. Cold world, baby, ain't nothing sunny. I see him hating, but it ain't nothing to me. I'm from the Ville where they bang for the money and carry 4-5s like change for a 20. So what I look like, skirt? Them niggas over there look like nerds. Never mind that, girl, let's make a track. I beat the pussy up, that's a hook right there. That's a hook right there. That's a hook right there. Never mind that, girl. Let's make a track. I beat the pussy up. That's a hook right there.
Said I heard you got a main chick. I'm insisting some hoes. You be up to no good and everybody knows. My homegirls tried to warn me. They tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot. So I can't let you go.
She said I can't get enough. Can't get enough.
I need that.
I can't get enough. Can't get enough. I can't get enough of what you got. Good God, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need that.
Drinks on Ross. What's up, DJ Big Stu?
What's up, Ross?
That was nice, man. I'm okay, man. And y'all listening to Drinks on Ross on Beef Stew Radio. You understand what I'm saying? Feel free to call in. The number is 1-877-288-6883. And I see y'all hitting me up on Facebook and everything and the Twitter. I just want to say thanks for rocking with me. I know some of y'all just listening and not calling in. I just want to say thanks for rocking with me. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of people from Harlem showing me love. Thanks for rocking with me. TJ Big Stu, thanks for rocking with me.
You're welcome,
bro. Anyway, we're doing the top 10 bad girls of reality TV. You understand what I'm saying? Number one was Evelyn. Number two was NeNe. Number three was Chrissy. Number four was Tammy. Number five was Mama Jones. Number six was Driller. Number seven was Marlo. Number eight, you're ready for number eight?
Number eight.
Number eight is Jackie Chrissy. Doug Chrissy White.
The crazy
Jackie
lady?
Chrissy. The crazy lady, the investigator.
That's what they call her, the investigator.
They call her the investigator. She's one of the oldest basketball wives that's ever been on Basketball Wives. You understand what I'm saying? This
crazy
lady is so crazy that her husband is kind of crazy right with her. The only time he feel good is he feel good on the basketball court. Either when he with his fellas and he not around her. Because how the hell you going to get married every year? How the hell you going to get married
a
every
big wedding
year?
Every year for 16 years? That don't prove, I don't know.
I just want to see her ring collection.
Yeah.
Her ring collection is house money. How do you top 2011 ring from 2012 ring?
Exactly.
Some of them rings got to be BS's. I know he had to give up bubblegum ring one time, right? This went somewhere and just bought her like, okay, hey, I got this $200 ring.
Have a nice party.
Huh?
Why don't they just have a nice party every year instead of getting married every year, you know?
Yo, you know, I see why they call her Wacky Jackie.
Wacky Jackie.
That's what they call her, Wacky Jackie, B.
Yeah,
they call her Wacky Jackie, B. Wacky Jackie. She's something else. She is crazy. You can't tell me that lady ain't crazy, B, but anyway, that's Jackie Chrissy, the investigator. She got her own clothing line and everything like that, which is a fashion line, Color Girl. You understand what I'm saying? She also is publishing a book, and she's also she got a little label, RHA. Recording label or something like that she got. But that's crazy lady. Jackie Chrissy, crazy lady.
Crazy.
They got it up here as crazy lady, B.
That's what she is. She's crazy, though. She is crazy. She's
she
crazy.
Is, man.
She was bugged on that show.
And she was on Basketball Wives L.A. That's what she was on, because you know they're in New York right now.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? That's one thing. They are in New York. You understand what I'm saying? And she was on Basketball Wives LA. And she has a strange love or hate relationship. That's Doug Chrissy wife, man. Crazy lady, Jackie Chrissy. And she's a mom. Do I have an age up here? No, I ain't have crazy lady age up
like
here.
Like 60 what?
I don't got crazy lady. What's her name? You know, her resume is kind of tight too, because she's been around for years. She do fashion. She's publishing books and everything like that. That's crazy lady right there. But let's get into one more thing. Let's get into our second drink.
All right.
You
want to
do that?
Let's do it.
Let's get into our second drink, because before I brought out Jackie Chrissy, I did say that I was going to do my drink first. That's what I wanted to do. But I already had gave y'all my drink, and these drinks is with Ciroc liquor. You understand what I'm saying? You can have happy hour at home. Who said you need a bartender? To have fun in your own house, making after work cocktails. You understand what I'm saying, DJ Big Stu?
Yes, sir.
You feel me?
I feel you.
Well, this drink right here is the Ciroc Diddy. You understand what I'm saying? It's the Ciroc Diddy, and it's the drink that me and you are going to drink. This is the drink that, um, no, No. First of all, Stu, I'm going to come back with that drink in like 5 minutes. But this drink right here, let me do this drink right here because you said something about this drink. This drink right here is the Ciroc Encore because you said something about that splash. So let me hit you off with your splash right now, all right?
All right.
This, I'm going to switch it up. I apologize, y'all. I do that drink last. Right now, I'm going to do the Ciroc Diddy. This drink right here is also a drink that is served with Ciroc vodka, the blue bottle, the clear with the blue bottom. You understand what I'm saying? This drink is for service. This is the Ciroc Encore, and it's served for four.
Mm-hmm.
4 ounces of Ciroc vodka, four ounces of dry shake. You understand what I'm saying? That's ginger ale soda.
Mm-hmm.
Four splash of raspberry liquor. There go your splash.
It's four splashes.
You understand what I'm saying? Of raspberry liquor. Shake over crushed ice. Strain into a champagne filter. A champagne filter is a champagne glass. Y'all know sometimes y'all have to switch these glasses up. I'm quite sure you could go into a 99-cent store and buy that glass right there. They sell that like five for a dollar or something like that, the plastic ones.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's my second drink for the night, a Ciroc Encore. You got me, DJ Big Stu?
I got you.
Y'all listening to Drinks on Russ, hosted by your boy Russ Haywood. Feel free to call in. The number is 1-914-338-1685. Also got a toll-free number, which is 1-877-288-6883. And y'all listening to Drinks on Russ on Beef Stew Radio. And what the deal, Big Stew? What's up, man? How you doing, man?
I'm chilling, man.
What you did this weekend, man?
Man, I just hung out, man. Just, you know, worked and grind, man, like I always do.
Okay, cool. No problem. So you got some music over there for me, man?
Yeah.
Let's go into some music, man. I'm going to let you hit them off with at least two songs, man.
All right.
I'm
going to
let you hit them with two songs, man. Just let everybody know what the songs you don't hit them off with, B. Because, you know, like, you did the top 15 producers and everything like that.
Yeah.
You hit us off with some mean music, B.
Well, you know, right? You the boss, Russ.
Thank you. Thank
you. Woo! Look, I be riding through my old hood, but I'm in my new whip.
Yes,
same old attitude, but I'm on that new shit.
Yeah.
They say they gon' ride me, see me never do shit.
Never.
Cause they know that's the reason they gon' end up on the news clip. Audemars on my wrist, bust down.
Please.
We popping bottles like I scored a winning touchdown.
Score.
Remember me dead broke.
Broke,
look at me up now. I run my city from South Philly back to uptown. Thank God all these bottles I pop, all this paper I've been getting, all these models I pop. I done sold 100,000 for my album got dropped, and I'm only 23. I'm the shit now. Look at me, look at me. I'm a boss like my nigga Rose. Shorty asked me for a check, I told that bitch like no way, 'cause I made it from the bottom. It was never no way, and I never had a job. You know I had to sell, yeah. Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I call a shot.
Call a shot.
I'm with the merch team.
Call a cop.
We in the building.
We in the building.
Y'all are not.
Y'all are not.
You show on the paper, you gon' ball or not.
Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I plan a shot. I call a cop. We in the bitch. It's going down. Yeah, in the kingdom with my motherfucking crown. Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
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 I plan a shot. I call a cop.
Yeah.
Hey.
Got so many shades, they thought I had a lazy eye. Shorty roll me smooth as my Mercedes drive. No love, cry when only babies die. And when I go, that casket better cost 100,000. I pray to God I look my killer in his eyes. Snatch his soul out his shirt and take him for that ride. OG is one who's standing on his own feet. A boss is one who guarantee we gon' meet. Fuck a blog, dog, 'cause one day we gon' meet. I'm a spaz on your ass like I'm on knee. Or a double stack, better nigga, double that. Jerry Jones money, nigga, you a running back. Herschel Walker, Bo Jack, Ricky Waters better run that dope back. Boss, and I put that on my Maybach. 400 thou, bitch, you wish you saved.
Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I play the cash. I call the cops. We in this bitch. It's going down. Yeah, and it came out with my motherfucking crowd. Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
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 I play the shots. I call the cops.
Yeah.
Hey. Couple cars I don't never drive. Bikes I don't never ride. Crib I ain't never been. Pool I don't never swim. Fool, you ain't better than I move like the president.
Yeah.
Everything black on black. You know I be strapping that. Ratting ass niggas walking around wearing wires.
Right.
Fucking up the game, got the hood on fire.
Right.
Bitch, I'm a king.
King.
Call me side. You say I don't run my city, you a motherfucking liar. I'm a boss. You a bro. You cross the line, I get you murdered for a car.
Murder.
I'm in Vegas.
I'm in Vegas.
I took the law.
Took the law.
At the fight, we watch the floor. We on the floor.
We on the floor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beast
Radio.
Sitting here feeling kind of crazy, but not just any crazy. It's the kind you feel when you love somebody. I don't tell my baby, calling somebody a baby, and I can't sit still. Look how gone it.
Yes, 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 yes. Y'all listening to Drinks on Russ on Beef Stew Radio, beefstewradio.com. And I'm your host, Russ. Y'all can call in at 1-877-288-6883. DJ Big Stew, I got any callers, man?
I think the Renaissance man is in the building. He's been on for a minute, man.
Put him through, Brother Steven, the Renaissance man, what's up?
Hey, what's happening, my mellow? What's happening? What's happening? You know me, it's the Harlem Renaissance man, all for the Casino Renaissance Barroom becoming the Harlem Renaissance.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, fellas, guess what? Today is a great day, Russ. Today is our brother Biddy's son, Latif's birthday.
Happy birthday to Latif. Big up to Latif.
Crazy Latif. A shout out to him. And this is a special day for me because this is the day that I incorporated the Friends of the Rennie Incorporation as a nonprofit tax exempt organization.
Mm-hmm.
That's so great. Happy anniversary.
And all the Friends of the Rennie.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you very much. You guys are doing a great job as usual. I was listening to the show. Sounds like you're going to win on these reality show housewives and things. That's pretty good. Pretty good topic.
Mm-hmm.
And Russ, the drinks is like slamming, man, you know?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Out of the ones that I done said, do you have your favorite?
Well, out of the ones you said, none of them are my favorite.
Okay, tell me who's your favorite then, Brother Steve.
My favorite drink is, you're not going to believe this, my favorite drink is cranberry juice with ginger ale and no alcohol.
Okay. Well, I hear that.
Now, I can hang with a bunch of people who are drinking alcohol with my drink because they don't know what's in it. It just looks like something's in it.
Right. Well, Brother Steve, I was talking about the top 10 bad girls of reality TV. I apologize about that if you thought I was talking about a drink because I know you don't drink. But I was talking about the top 10 bad girls of reality TV. You know, Evelyn is up here, NeNe Leakes, Chrissy. Do you watch reality shows?
No, I'm not into that because they be fussing and fighting and arguing against each other and whatnot and everything. You know, it's too negative for me, man, you know. I don't really watch that much. If I don't have nothing to do, I'll look at them for a little while. But then I get frustrated because I hate to see sisters going against sisters and brothers against sisters. And, you know, it just doesn't appeal to me.
Okay. No problem. I feel you on that, Brother Steve. I definitely feel you on that.
I was saying about the hoodies, man. You know, mm-hmm.
My comment on that. Yeah.
Well, my comment on that is, you know, clothes make a fashion statement. It's not what you wear; it's how you wear them. Mm-hmm. If we go around wearing hoodies and sticking up banks and sticking up each other and shooting people in a little hole in the wall place and stuff like that. You know, the people, and they show it all on the news, they show it on all our movies and stuff like that. So people will stereotype us and think that everybody who wears a hoodie is, you know, gang slamming and banging and whatnot, you know. But the thing is, when we were putting on hoodies, it was mostly in the wintertime to keep warm. The insulated ones was the shit, keeping you warm with some Timberland boots and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we looked at it. It made a fashion statement there.
Yeah.
But then when they start taking it all out of context, you know, people start thinking other things. But that doesn't justify the brother that killed the young brother. That was definitely wrong because he was wearing it in the way everybody's supposed to wear it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just put it on and keep it warm for the winter or whatever, you know?
Yeah,
so you're right.
Look at it. You know, clothes make a fashion statement. You know, I was looking at Rip the Runway. You know, the brother's coming out there in shorts and a hoodie. And I was like, it's like 90-something degrees. What's with the hoodie?
<You know? laughs>
See,
Harlem
is known for fashion. People used to walk up and down 7th Avenue changing 2-3 times a day. Looking fly, looking good, dressing for the day. Like in The Wizards, I thought it over. I changed my mind. The color for the day is red. Everybody say red gear. I changed my mind. I thought it over. The color for the day is green. Everybody jumped in their green gear. I changed my mind. The color for the day is yellow or gold. Everybody jumped in their gold gear. That was the traffic, like how we moved up and down 7th Avenue.
You're right.
Those make a fashion statement, and if people don't get it, they get the wrong idea. And that's what this brother claimed that he did with this young boy, which I don't believe is true.
Yeah, I don't believe it either.
Straight up racial, and just shot the kid because he just wanted to kill somebody.
Exactly.
And that made all the people that do block watches look bad, just like made the hoodie look bad.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good point. Block watch now is going to be under a lot of scrutiny, you know? They're going to be considered something like Ku Klux Klan.
I never believed in tenant patrols. I believed that housing projects needed adequate security. You know, showing up like these, like these communities have their own communities, security guards and stuff to watch their houses and stuff like that. And the housing project, we used to have housing cops and all that stuff. They give you a fine if you step on the grass or whatever, you know. And, you know, you got beatings, kids got beatings, you know, on their mom's rent, you know, raising it with the fine and whatnot, you know.
Yeah.
But, man, they walk all over the grass, dogs doodle everywhere, you know. It ain't right.
Yeah,
you know.
Right.
But, you know, that's how it is. If we got to live around it, we got to make change in our own communities ourselves, you know. Ain't nobody going to help us if we don't help ourselves.
You're right, brother Steve.
There you go, brother Steve, the Harlem Renaissance man. I would like to tell you thanks for calling in, brother Steve.
You're welcome, Big Stu. Are you Dainty Moore's? Are you, what is it, the crock pot, Mama's crock pot?
I'm Mama's crock pot. I keep telling you.
Mama's crock pot. The homemade stuff.
The homemade stuff.
Okay. Spin the wheels and get the music going, man.
You got it, bro.
All right.
Love you, my brother.
Love you too, my brother. One.
Shout out to brother Pee-wee, our nephew Pee-wee, Lati's brother's listening in too.
All right, shout out to Pee-wee too. Brother Steve, the Harlem Renaissance man, he calling everywhere. He stays shouting y'all out.
Yes, sir.
All right, but y'all listening to Drinks on Russ on B-Stew Radio, hosted by your boy Russ. You know, feel free to call in. The number is 1-877-288-6883. You can call me at 1-914-338-1685. And our topic is the top 10 bad girls of reality TV. Number one was Evelyn. Number two was NeNe Leakes. Number three was Chrissy. Number four was Tammy. Number five was Mama Jones. Number six was Drita. Number seven was Marlo Hampton. Number seven was Wacky Jackie. Number eight was Wacky Jackie. And number nine is Laura Govan, the shot caller. Laura, once again, you can hear me loud and clear, DJ Big Stu?
I can hear you. Move, fix your mic a little bit.
Okay, cool. Much better?
Much better.
All right, cool. Laura, she's from Basketball Wives, L.A. Once again, she's from Basketball Wives, L.A. I just now told y'all that another one was from Basketball Wives, L.A. too. But Laura, the shot caller, you understand what I'm saying? Laura is married to NBA player. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Who was the one? I know his name. I got his name right here, but I'm just giving you a hint, Stu. Who was the one that got suspended for a whole year over in Washington?
Who, Matt Barnes?
Matt Barnes. No. Gilbert Arenas. Man.
Oh, Gilbert Arenas.
Gilbert Arenas. What he got suspended for?
Laura's married to him.
Huh? Yeah. She got four kids by him. She broke up with him. Broke up with him for a couple of years, and they just now recently got back engaged. She has four kids by him.
Wow, I didn't know that.
She's working on a DVD, a children book, an autobiography, and everything like that. And her sister, Gloria, was actually the one that was cast for it. If you remember watching her sister, Gloria.
Gloria go out with Matt Barnes, right? Gloria.
Yes. Gloria, that's Gloria's sister.
Okay.
That's Gloria's sister or something like that. And she had broke up with the children, with the child's father, which was Gilbert Arenas, but now I done read that they back together and everything like that. Laura is the one that had to fight outside.
Yeah.
Remember when they had to fight outside?
That was Laura. She thought she was tough and she got laced.
That's right. That was Laura.
Mm-hmm.
That was Laura. You understand what I'm saying? And she got four kids. I don't got her age or anything like that. She was married to Gilbert Arenas. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's top 10. That was number 9 right there, Stu. I'm not finished. But I just want to let y'all know that's the top 10 bad girls of reality TV. And Hegel number 10.
Okay.
Tamara Braxton. Tamara Braxton. Now, let's talk about this young lady, because this young lady is a pretty young lady. As y'all know, she's one of the Braxton sisters. She is, because Stu, I got some things that I want to say to you that I didn't know. She is the youngest sister. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She's the youngest sister of 7.
Mm-hmm.
Tamara, you understand what I'm saying? Let me say something to you. You know she was on Soul Train, right?
Yeah.
You know she sang gospel, but this is what I didn't know. Toni Braxton was rocking before her, right? She was rocking before Toni Braxton. This is some things that I don't know about her. Because they said that she was signed to Atlantic Records in 1990. You understand what I'm saying? She was down with L.A. Reid and Babyface. You understand what I'm saying? And was just starting a label, La Face, with Arista Records. She sung backup for Toni and everything. That's when Toni was signed, right? Because they said that she did work up backup singing for her sister Toni and 7.
She was signed already in 1990, Toni Braxton.
Okay. Well, this sister right here was also messing with them too. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And today is the 25th. Can we say a related happy birthday to her, to Toni, to Tamara Braxton, because her birthday was March 17th, and she was born 1977. She's 35 years old. She's an R&B singer. Y'all already know she's a songwriter. She sung backup for her sister. She was on television. She danced. She's on DreamWorks label, Universal. She's one of the Braxton sisters. They went to her to do this first thing. She also sang gospel for T.D. Jake and everything like that. And she's been doing her thing for years, B. She done sung with Maya, Missy Elliott. She was on Billboard charts and everything. And we gotta give it to her, B.
Okay.
Word, we gotta give it to her, B. And that's the top 10 bad girls of reality TV. Number 1, Evelyn. Number 2, Nene Leakes. Chrissy. Tammy. Mama Jones. Who else? Drita. Marlo.
Marlo.
Jackie. Marlo, thank you. Crazy Lady. Jackie. Chrissy. Laura. And Tamara.
Tomorrow. All right.
And that's the top 10. And what's going on, Stu? How you doing, man? And let me do my last drink for the night. You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
This is a spot, Diddy, Daddy, Diddy, Daddy. This is what me and you going to drink, because me and you got to stay in the studio. We got some work to do.
Yeah.
And this is my last drink for the night. I already gave y'all drink one. Drink one was a Ciroc Sea Breeze. It was a low-cal, and all these drinks right here you can make with Ciroc Vodka, the blue label, the blue bottle. You know, it's blue at the bottom, clear, blue at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm sorry about that. My second drink was a Ciroc Encore, and my third drink is a Ciroc Diddy, and it takes 6 ounces of Ciroc Vodka, 12 ounces of lemon. This drink is for 4 servings. And please drink responsibly. From Drinks on Rust to Beach Stew Radio, please drink responsibly. And once again, it's 6 ounces of Ciroc Vodka. It's 12 ounces of lemonade. You can go to anywhere and get your regular lemonade. Add the Ciroc vodka and the lemonade into a shaker. Shake well with ice. Strain it into a glass. And that's my drink for tonight. That's mm-hmm. what we sipping on, my brother Stu.
Yes,
and
sir.
What's the deal with the deal? Y'all listen to Drinks on Russ. Another thing I wanted to go into is sports. Let's go into the sports right fast, man, because I want to kick it about my team, New York Knicks. I ain't on a bandwagon yet. I still got L.A. for the West, and Miami look like they're going to be doing their thing for the East.
You said you ain't on a bandwagon yet?
Yeah, I ain't on a bandwagon yet, but just because they from New York, I got a little bit of time to wait for them. Let's go through it real quick, Stu. How after six games? They're on a six-game winning streak. They just now lost the other night to Toronto, but they just now won last night against Detroit. How is it that coach gets fired and all of a sudden they come back on a six-game winning streak?
They didn't want to play for him, they said.
Yeah. That's kind of crazy how they didn't want to play for him because they said that, yo, he was a defensive coach, and he was like, he was just running them too much. They had to guard. On offense, they had to do defense. You know what I'm saying? And they just didn't want to play for him, B. So, you know, like, tomorrow we got Milwaukee. We hold it down at A spot. Matter of fact, we got the A spot because Milwaukee just now lost yesterday to Indiana, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we got that A spot, and we playing Milwaukee tomorrow night,
yep.
Right or wrong.
That's
and
sure.
Is this something that just make you want to just say, coach gets fired, they go on a six-game winning streak. A lot of people say that, yo, it was because of your boy Carmelo. Carmelo was up there whining and this, that, and the third, but I guess whining paid off. Word, I just hope one thing that they can move to at least the seventh or the sixth spot.
Yeah.
One spots where they don't have to see Chicago or Miami first round. Because they're going to be ass out. They see one of them two first round, dog.
They got to go for it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Your boy Amari Stoudemire is starting to play more defense.
Yeah,
he's sticking.
Yeah.
He's starting to grab a little bit of more rebounds and do his thing and slap the ball in the audience and everything like that up in the stands.
Well, Baron Davis
like
is in the game now, too, so that's a big trust there. Yeah.
Yeah. We got to give a big up to the assistant coach, Mike Wilson. But, you know, Mike ain't no slouch.
Nah.
Mike ain't no slouch because he was over there doing it. He was over there doing it with Atlanta a couple of years ago, right or wrong.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. One thing that I can say about New York is they playing more trap defense. They blocking more shots. They playing more. You understand what I'm saying? I know the turnovers are still crazy and everything like that. But I did want to say that. And shout out to superstar Carmelo Anthony. Even though we got 4 minutes, y'all listening to Drinks on Russ, hosted by your boy Russ. Feel free to call in. The number is 1-877-288-6883. And one more thing. I want to give a big up to you, man. You know why I want to give a big up to you, man?
Why, brother?
I came in today, man. Last week I was complaining about my mic, man. I came in today, man, and my mic is working perfect, man. I used my mic for the whole show, man.
I see.
First, I want to give a big up to you, man, because whatever I said last week, man, it must have worked, man, because I got to use my mic for the week, man. Word up, man. One more. What's up, man, with Tim Tebow, man?
I'm just still trying to understand the whole Tim Tebow thing, really, honestly. I don't understand.
Yo, I think Jets coach, he gonna talk too much. They're gonna put a target on his boy Mark Sanchez back, even though he signed for 3 years. Somebody gonna come and knock Mark out on purpose just to see Tim Tebow. But then when Tim Tebow come in, your boy the coach gonna start running his mouth again, put a target on Tim Tebow back, and we ain't gonna go to the playoffs again, and that's that.
Yeah.
All right. Now,
well,
let's get
to I'm a Giants fan anyway, so.
Cool. No problem. Let's get to this. My grandfather used to like the Jets. My grandfather liked the Jets, B. This is the way my grandfather used to like the Mets.
So that's when Joe Namath was down.
Yeah, but let's get into this. You know the NFL done ran up on that boss of New Orleans for that bounty program. You understand what I'm saying? Roger Goodell.
yeah.
You know, Roger Goodell suspended the coach, Sean Payton. Sean Payton about to lose something like $5.8 million this year for stupidity. For stupidity, man. Like, come on, dog. Yeah, then he comes to New York and just lied to the commissioner right in the city. Y'all, I don't know what you're talking about. Commissioner standing there like, yo, dog, you don't know what I'm talking about. What? What? He slapped dick to him, and I feel that that's what he said I did. Slack dick to him because, yo, a couple of games, they done hurt Brett Favre. A couple of those games, they hurt Brett Favre. Word up. They done messed up a couple of players and everything like that. And he suspended him for a whole year. He also suspended them for some picks. They second pick, they fifth pick. He suspended him. He fined the team $500,000. The owner, Tom Brinson, like, oh, come on, no, you, but you
we
knew.
We got a minute left.
Minute left, you knew. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, like, they going after other players and everything. I want to give a shout-out to my whole Stinkin' Lincoln crew. Shout-out to my boy, Dre Wu. Shout-out to my man, Bigger. Shout-out to Guy. Shout-out to Pampers.
Make sure y'all listen Thursday to the History of Hip-Hop. History of Hip-Hop, we will be interviewing 007 Mr. Bond. Make sure y'all be there. History of Hip-Hop, Thursday night.
Montana, I think her name is D. I can't get her name, but it's D. Montana. She's from Louisiana. She's supposed to be coming to our show real soon. She's going to blow it up because next week Sunday, I'm coming out with some hottest females.
We got to say goodbye,
some hottest female word. And
we got to say goodbye, bro.
Okay, say goodbye. We're going to do it up Thursday on our underground show. Thanks for everybody listening.
Beat Radio.